Today's Daf HaShavua Shir Nishami Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olah HaSholem. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis in the middle of the Mishnah. 9 lines from the bottom of the Amid, 2 words before the end of the line with the words Lo Yokel. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. Continues the Mishnah, Lo Yokel Adam Es Roshei Keneged Shar HaMizrach Shehu Mechuvan Keneged Beis Kotche HaKadoshim. A person should not be light-headed. La-yokel Adames Roshoi at the eastern gate, which is a line directly opposite the Holy of Holies, the Kotche HaKadoshim. What does it mean, La-yokel? So we should give an introduction that Midoraisa, the Pasuk says, Es Mikdashai Tiro, you should have a reverence for my holy place, for the Mishkan, for the Beis HaMikdash. That's an Isser Deraisa. And that will actually include the next part of the Mishnah. Of lo yikonis laharabayis b'makloi b'manoloi b'apundosi b'avikshal raglov. All these things, not to enter into the Har Bayis with his stick, with his shoes, with dust on his feet, with his money belt. And we'll go into this in more detail in a few minutes. But those Isurim, that's Midoraisa. That is in fulfillment of Es Mikdashai Tiro, that a person has to show reverence for the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he has to take off his shoes. He cannot enter with his pouch, with his money belt. The Rabbanan went a step further to protect the Deraisa, as the Rabbanan always do. They made a getter, a fence, they made it even stronger. They prohibited one to be lightheaded, and we'll soon see there are different pshatim in the Rishonim what this entails. For now, let's just look in the Charedim, Le'yakel Adam Roshai, 6 lines from the top in the left-hand column, Pirush Harav Rabbeinu Evadja, Le'yinai Kalis Roish. He should not be lightheaded. That's Midrabbanan. And it's not only in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not only on the Har HaBayis, on the Temple Mount. The Rabbanan also included the Shar HaMizrach. This is the eastern wall, the gate of the eastern wall. If someone is, for example, standing on Har HaZesim, the Mount of Olives, he is facing the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis. And he is going, in the time when the Beis HaMikdash stood, he's going from east to west. We know on the other side, that's the Kotel Maravi. That's in the back of the Kotshei Kodashim. So when he's entering from the eastern side, from Har HaZesim, and he goes straight ahead, he will come to the entrance of the Kodesh HaKodashim. So the Rabbanan said that when you are on that eastern gate, you're not even on the Har HaBayis. You're certainly not in the Beis HaMikdash, but you are outside of the gate. You're outside of the wall that surrounds the entire Temple Mount, the entire Har HaBayis. Even there, you should be serious and not joke around. Even though you haven't even entered into the gate of the wall that surrounds the Temple Mount. So this is an addition from the Rabbanan. What does this include? The Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah, says it includes laughter and light conversation. The Ritva and the Meiri and the Bavli and Brachas Daf Nun Dal Amud Aleph says it includes a person that's usher to be Orom, to be naked in front of that eastern gate. And the Ritva himself adds a person is also to urinate there or to shave his beard or to receive a haircut. So this is all included in the injunction of the Chacham of La Yokel Adamus Roshay, Keneged Shar HaMizrach, Shehu Mechuvan Keneged Beis Kachi HaKadoshim. Let us see the next Charedim, Divrei HaMasel Keneged Shar HaMizrach, Chutz Harbayis, he's outside of the Temple Mount, Asher B'choyma HaSmucha, and others have the Girsa HaNemucha, the wall that surrounded the Harbayis was low, and a person was able to look over that wall and actually peer into the Beis HaMikdash. Lefishu Mechuvan, because it is aligned opposite, that eastern gate is aligned opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that is to the west, to the other end of the Beis HaMikdash. Shekol HaShe'arim Mechuvanim, says the Charedim, Zeh Keneged Zeh. All the gates of the Har HaBayis and the Beis HaMikdash were aligned one right opposite the other, starting with the Shar HaMizrach that was in the wall of the Har HaBayis, that surrounded the Har HaBayis, then into the Shar Ezras Nashim, then into the Shar Ezras Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael was able to come. They couldn't go into the Ezras Koyanim, but they were able to go up till the Ezras Yisrael. And then the next entrance is Pesach HaUlam, the door that goes into the Ulam that was like a foyer for the Heichal. The Heichal had the menorah and the shulchan and the Mizbeach HaZov. And then the next entranceway was from the Heichal into Ubeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, since the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis faces straight ahead till the entranceway into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was usher to be lightheaded in front of that gate. Now the Charedim adds three words, Bimei Bayis Rishon. This was all in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, the first temple, not the second Beis HaMikdash. There was no Isser of Lo Yokel Adam Roshay in the second Beis HaMikdash. And why is that? Because in the first Beis HaMikdash, the separation between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the Amatraxon. This was a wall that was thick one Amma, approximately 2 feet. And it had an entranceway. And it had a parochus, a covering, that when the Kohen Gadol would enter into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom HaKippurim, he would open up that entranceway. And that is why the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis is mechuvan towards that entrance into the Kodesh HaKadosh. However, in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Amatrax, and there was no wall that was an Amathik, but rather there were two curtains. And the two curtains stretched from the northern end of the Beis HaMikdash till the southern end. At the northern end, this curtain was folded back and it formed like a small entranceway for the Kohen Gadol to go through on that northern edge of the first curtain. Then he would thread his way through both curtains to the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash. And there again, the second curtain was folded back, forming an entranceway. And from there, he would enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it comes out that the middle section, which was Mechuvan, Keneged, the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis, was closed. It was never opened. So that's why it's not considered mechuvan Keneged the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore there's no Isser for one to be lightheaded, the various Pshatim and the Rishonim of what that means, in front of the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis, as opposed to the Bayis Rishon, which had an opening and is considered mechuvan Keneged. The Shar HaMizrach is considered mechuvan directly opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore lightheadedness is prohibited. Continues the Mishnah. He should not enter into the Temple Mount with his staff. As we explained before, we are now speaking about the Isser D'Oraisa of Ez Mikdashai Tiro, which does not allow one to enter with his staff, ubimanoloi, and with his shoes. He has to take off his shoes. Ubapundosoi, with his money belt. Let us see the charedim. Divya maskel bapundosoi. Ezer chol shenoshim boy mois. This is a pouch which has a space in it to put in money, a money belt. Pirish acher, the charedim gives a second shot. Begit shaloi v'shabasori. This is underwear, lekabel boy hazeo, which he perspires in. Shaloi latanif boy shar begod. By wearing this underwear, he is not ruining his other clothing that he's wearing from his perspiration. Ugnai la'odim latzis bo'oyser begit levari. It's an embarrassment. It's a bizoyan for a person to walk out without his outer garments and just be wearing his underwear. And this, of course, should not be done in a place of Es Mikdash HaTehirah. So we have two pshatim, one is a money belt and one is underwear. Continues the Mishnah, he should not go under Harabais, Ba'avak Shal Raglav, with the dust on his feet. He has to make sure that his feet are clean. V'lo Ya'asenu Kapandria, he should not make any of the entrances in the Harabais, in the Beis HaMikdash, a shortcut. As the Charedim says, the Ramaskal Kapandria, Likonis Bepesachzeh, to enter through this gate, the Lutz is Bepesach Shekenegdoi, and to exit in the gate opposite, Kedei Lekatzer Iluchi Der Sham. By doing this shortcut, he will, of course, be lessening his walking. He cannot use the Beis HaMikdash or the Harabayas as a shortcut. And what does the word Kapandria mean? So some say that it's a Greek word that actually means shortcut. But the Charedim learns that it is a contraction. The Lashon Kapandria is based on the following phrase, Ademakifna Dori Eil Baha. What do those words mean? Kloimer. Ba'oicha Nitzarch Lahakiv Shura Shobatim. Ademakifna means instead of going all the way around Dori, these rows of houses, Eil Baha. What does that mean? Says the Charedim, Akatzer Mel Halchi. I'll shorten my travel. Ve'ekonis derkan. I'll go through this entrance and I'll go through that exit and I'll shorten. Instead of going all the way around, I'll be able to make a shortcut. So the word kapandria comes from ademakifna. There you have the kuf pei nun, kapan. And dori, that's the second word, ademakifna dori, the rows of houses. Perhaps the aleph is from eyul baha. I will enter through this shortcut. One should not do that because of Es Mikdash I. Tiro. Continues the Mishnah. Urikika mekavachomer. One is not allowed to spit. A person is usher to spit on the whole harabai. It's from a kavachomer. What is the kavachomer? Says the Charedim. Tivri masl mekavachomer. Mimano. From the fact that he has to remove his shoes. Uma mano. We have a kavachomer. If you have to remove your shoes, it's usher. It's not an embarrassment to wear shoes, and yet that is also in the Makom Kaddish of the Harabayis. So Rekika, spitting, Shehi Derech Bezoyin, which is something which is embarrassing, it's disgusting, Loi Kol Shekhen, so certainly that is prohibited on the Harabayis because of Es Mikdashai Tiro. Continues the Mishnah, Kol Chayis Me'abrocha, Shehi B'Mikdash, all those who would complete the brachos of Shmoyna Esrei in the Beis HaMikdash, Hayoimrim Min Ha'olam. They would say, Min Ha'olam. U'mishakilkulu ha'minim. And after the period of history where the non-believers, those who did not believe in Tchiyas HaMesim, who did not believe in the world to come, when they became corrupted, these heretics, Amru, they said, Ein Olam Alechad. There's only one world. The proof is that you are saying in your bracha only min oila. Hiskinu, as we'll see in the Charedim, Ezra and his Bezdin made a takana Shayoimrim min oilam ad oilam, that they would include at the end of each bracha not only min oilam but va'ad ha'oilam, to the next world as well. Let us see the Charedim who explains this in more detail. Kol chois b'bracha shayi b'megdish. Ha'mevarech oimer b'soif kol bracha, baruch Hashem, alakei Yisrael, min ha'olam vada olam choynen adas. Or min ha'olam vada olam haroitze b'teshuvah. He would, the custom was that in the Beis HaMikdash, at the end of every bracha, before they ended with the specific ending of that bracha, like choynen adas, haroitze b'teshuvah, etc., they would first say, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. But that was only once Ezra and his Bezdin made the takana. V'chein b'kol and all the other brachas. And what would the people who heard the bracha, what would they answer? They did not answer as we do, Amen. V'chein oinen baruch shem k'voyd malchus ha'olam v'ed. Blessed is the name of the honor of his kingdom forever. She'ein oinen amen achar kol bracha shebeis hamikdash. We do not answer Amen after each bracha in the Beis HaMikdash. Dichsiv be'Ezra, it says in Ezra, Kumu, get up, Uboruch Hashem Elokeichem, bless Hashem your God, Min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. V'oimer achakem v'yivorchu shem kevoitcha, k'loimer sh'oinu baruch shem kevoit machus olam v'et. V'ash minin hocha, so Aramish is teaching us, the B'migdash Rishon, lo'y ha'yoimrim el ha'boruch l'kei Yisrael min ha'olam v'lo'y ha'yisr. They didn't say v'ad ha'olam. V'lo'y ha'yoimrim v'ad ha'olam. Mishikulaminim continues the Charedim. Shein maminim b'tchias ha'mesim. They don't believe in tchias ha'mesim. V'yomru ein oilam el ha'echad. Zed, only oilam ha'zed. There's only one world. Hiskinu Ezra beis dinoi. So Ezra and his bezin were masakin. Sheyu oimrim in oilam v'ad ha'oilam. Lo'yimr sh'shnei olam is'yeish. Oilam ha'zed v'olam ha'bo. L'hoitzi m'lei maminim sh'koifr m'tchias ha'mesim. To take away that which the minim deny that there is tchias ha'mesim. Deny that there is two worlds. They were masakin that we should say min oilam v'ad ha'oilam. So in the beginning, the one who ended each bracha would say min ha'oilam, and they would answer, the people who heard it would answer instead of amen baruch shem k'vod malchus olam v'ed. But once the minim began to say there's only one world and there's no tchias ha'mesim, Ezra and his bezin were masakin that the choisim of the bracha by choinen adas, he should say min ha'oilam v'ad ha'oilam, choinen adas, or min ha'oilam v'ad ha'oilam, haroitza b'seshuva, and then the people would answer baruch shem k'vod malchus olam v'ed, but in the bracha, the person making the bracha would indicate that in fact there are two worlds, oilam hazeh, oilam haba, lahoitzi, from the lave of the minim, who said that there's only one world. Continues the Mishnah on the top of the Tzadik Gimel Amid Aleph. And we're going to learn the Mishnah the way we have it here in the Yerushalmi. However, in the Bavli, there are several additions to the words of the Mishnah as it is brought down in the Bavli, in the Mishnah, Staf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph. So as we go through the Yerushalmi, we will add those phrases and words from the Bavli. And then we will see in the Charedim, who is quoting Rabbi Avadya Mibar Tanura, how he understands the entire piece of the Mishnah here with the various psukim that are brought in the Yerushalmi and the added psukim from the Bavli. There's one continuous pshat here through the whole Inyan. So let us first just say the words and add words from the Bavli and then explain it with the Charedim. V'hiskinu, another takana. We've already learned about the takana of Loi Yakel Adamus Rosh Keneged Shar HaMizrach. We also learned about the takana of saying the one who's ending off each bracha of Shemayin Esrei would say min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. And now we're learning a third takana. V'iskinu sheyehei adam shoyel eshloim chaver b'shem, that a person should ask about how his friend is doing. He should greet his chaver using the shem Hashem. Shenemar, there is a pasuk. V'hinei boyz bo mi beis lechem. Boyz is coming from beis lechem. This is a pasuk in Rus. V'yomer lekoytzrim, he said to the harvesters, Hashem imachem. Hashem is with you. And now in the Mishnayis, in the Bavli, it adds, V'yomeru lo yivarech Hashem. And the harvesters responded to Boaz, Hashem should bless you. Similar to what we say when we greet someone, Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're like saying like Boaz that Hashem Imochem. And the person on the receiving end who's answering, he says, Aleichem Shalom. That's similar to what the harvester said back to Boaz of Yivarechecha Hashem. And then the Mishnayos in the Bavli adds an entire new pasuk, which is taken from Shoftim in Tanakh, in the Navi Perik Vav, pasuk Yud Beis, where the Malach came and he was speaking to Gideon, and he said, and the Mishnayos in the Bavli says, Va'oimer, another pasuk, Hashem imcha gibor chayil, Hashem is with you, you strong man of might, gibor chayil. Again, this pasuk is not found here in the Mishnayos in the Yerushalmi. Back to the text here in the Yerushalmi, Va'oimer, another pasuk, Al tavois ki zikna imcha, don't shame her just because your mother is old. And we'll soon see in the Charedim what this is referring to. Back to the Bavli Mishnayos, Vo'oimer, the word Vo'oimer, which we do not have in the Yerushalmi, is stated in the Bavli, another Pasuk. Eis lasis l'Hashem, it's a time to do for Hashem, Heferu Sarasecha, and you have nullified your Torah. Rab Nosson Oimer, Rab Nosson says, how do you learn Pshat in this Pasuk? Heferu Sarasecha, you should break, you are able to break your Torah, Mishum. There's a word again missing here in Yerushalmi, but we find it in the Mishnayos and the Bavli. Mishum Eis Lasis L'Hashem. Why can you be made for the Torah? Because of Eis Lasis L'Hashem. So we have completed the words of the Yerushalmi. We've added different psukim and phrases from the Bavli, and now we will find these additions, most of them, in the Charedim, and the Charedim, quoting from Rabbi Avadya Mibartanura, the Rav, gives a pshat in this whole segment of the Mishnah. Let us see the top Charedim, right-hand column. Sheyehei Adam Shal B'Shalom Chaver B'Shem B'Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using the name of Hashem, as we do, Shalom Aleichem, or as Boaz did, Hashem Imchem. V'loy amrinin, we do not say mezalzulu b'chodesh ha'makom b'shvil kavod ha'brius la'hitzi shem shemayim alav. One could argue this is an embarrassment of Hashem. We use Hashem's name in our greetings ben adam l'chaveroi. That is something improper. It's like a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use his name in everyday conversation. But no, v'lomdu miboyaz, we learn from boyaz, that's the first pasuk that we're bringing, sha'amar l'kaitzim, he said to the harvesters, Hashem imachem. So we see that he used Hashem's name in greeting the harvesters. And then the Gemara is going to bring another pasuk. Why? V'chi teima boyaz midai to the nafshikovid. Maybe boyaz was doing it on his own volition. V'loy gamrinaminei, no one told boyaz to do it. We don't learn from boys. How do you know it's the correct thing? Tashma coming here, min ha-malach, from the malach shomer legidoin, Hashem imcha gibor achayil, which again, we quoted it from the Mishnah in the Bavli, but here in Yerushalmi, this whole pasuk is missing, but the Charedim is quoting it from the Rav. We have a second pasuk that even if you're going to tell me we can't learn it from boys because he did it on his own, how do you know it's reliable? We'll learn it from the Malach. The Malach came to Gideon. And what did he say to Gideon? Hashem imcha gibor chayil. So he used Hashem's name in greeting Gideon. No, I need another pasuk. Why? V'chi tem lo shol ha-malach b'shalom Gideon v'lo baruchoy. Maybe the Malach was not greeting him. He was not blessing him. Ela b'shlichusi shal makom hoidiyoy. Hashem was sending him as a messenger, the Malach, to let Gideon know shashchina imoy, that the shchina is with him. He was just making a statement. You should know Hashem is with you. That's not a proof that you can greet someone using Hashem's name. So now we go back, and this already we find in our text in the Mishnah. Tashma, va'oimer al tovois ki zikna imcha. What does that mean? Al tovois as boyaz, loimer shemidate asa. No, let's go back and learn from boyaz. So what was your problem with Boaz? Maybe did it on his own. That's an embarrassment to say such a thing about Boaz. Ella lamod mizikne umoscha. So this is like a play on words. The Charedim is saying that the simple pshat in the pasuk is don't embarrass your mother, don't shame her. She's an old lady. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Disrespectful to your mother, your old mother, your elderly mother, don't do that. But the Charedim, quoting the Rav, which is quoting the Mishnah and Gemara in the Bavli, that Zikna Imcha is not your mother, but it means the Zikanim of Umasecha, of your nation, of your Ummah. Don't embarrass him by saying we can't rely on Boyaz. He did it all on his own. Why? Because Kiyesh Loyama Lis Samech. He has something to rely on. A pasuk to rely on. Shenem, our pasuk says, "Eis lasis l'Hashem eferes arsecha," and we have in the Mishnayis, "Va'oimer, va'oimer eis lasis l'Hashem eferes arsecha." And how does Reb Nosson explain that? The next chredim, Reb Nosson Oimer, "Heferes arsecha pa'amim shemivatlam divrei Torah kidei lasis l'Hashem." That's how you should read the pasuk. Yes, there are times you break the Torah in order to do the Ratzon of Hashem. Avzez, so too, this person, Amischavan Lishol B'Shalom Chaveri, who it wants to greet his friend. Vizer Ratzon Yishol Malkum, it's the will of Hashem that we should spread Shalom, peace, throughout the world. Shenemar, Bake Shalom V'Ratfeyu. The Pasuk says in Tehillim that you should search for peace and run after it. So Mutter Lahafer Torah. The lasois davar hanira aser ad kan l'shoinai. End of quote from the beginning of the Mishnah until here. This is all the Rav, and now it's the end of quote. So, hey, feirus erseta. You know when you're allowed to do something that is prohibited? That is when it's an ace lasis l'Hashem. If there's a purpose, because you know Hashem wants peace, so don't think that it's an embarrassment to Hashem to use His name in giving shalom. No, break. And Rashi here says some key words, Dover Hanira Aser. From Rashi, it would be clear, it would seem, that you're not allowed to actually do an Iser, but something that others might think is prohibited. Others may think it's an embarrassment to Hashem. So you're allowed to do such a thing that in the eyes of others may look as if you're doing something wrong. Heferu Sersecha. Don't break a real Isser, but something that appears to be wrong. But if it's Eis Lasis L'Hashem, if it's a time to do something for Hashem, because Hashem is Bakei Shalom Ratfeu, He wants there to be peace. He's happy that His name is being used for peaceful purposes. And as others say, it reminds people to always use Hashem's name instead of Chas V'Shalom using a name of an Avodah Zarah. So these are all positive things, and therefore you can do something which appears to be wrong, even though it's really not, because Eis Lasis L'Hashem. This is how Reb Nosson explains the pasuk, and this is why we can learn from the precedent of Boyaz, because Boyaz relied on Eis Lasis L'Hashem Eferes Arsecha to use Hashem's name in greeting his fellow Jews. The Shalos and Tshuvas Ginas Verodim asks a stira in Rashi, because in the Bavli in Brachas Daf Nun Da'alet Amud Aleph, Rashi says exactly what the Charedim said here in the name of the Rav, that it's only Dover Hanira Aser. It's only permitted to do something that appears to be wrong. However, Rashi in the Bavli, in Brachas Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, when he speaks about Eliyo, who brought a korban on the Har Carmel to the Baal and to Hashem, and he told Klal Yisrael, Ad Moaseh Atem Pais Moashtei Asifim, Im Hashem Tiach Rav, Im HaBaal Tiach Rav. So he was doing this in order to improve emuna in Hashem and Klal Yisrael. He was trying to show them that a sacrifice to Baal will do nothing. A sacrifice to Hashem, the fire came down and consumed the korban. So this showed everybody that Hashem hu Elokim. And therefore, because of Ahiru Ashah, because of a special time when it was necessary to prove to Klal Yisrael to have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not in the Baal, not in the Avodah Zarah. So Rashi says that Eliyahu actually broke an Isser. So from Rashi in Bracha Samach Gimel, it would seem, Heferu Sarasecha means literally. You could do something that normally is not near Usr, it appears to be bad, but something which is actually Usr. So one Rashi says, as we have here in the Charedim, that you can only do something that appears to be bad. And the other Rashi says, for a Heru Ashur, a special time and need, you're allowed even to break something in the Torah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for an ultimate good. Answers the Ginas Veradim that it depends. If you're dealing with this emergency situation, a crisis management situation, as Elio was dealing with, where the Klal Yisrael was flip-flopping between the Baal and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Elio said to them, make up your mind, you can't jump around on two opinions, and you know, I'll be right either way, because I'll have Hashem and the Baal, I can't go wrong. No, you have to be decisive, you have to make up your mind to follow only Hashem. I'm going to prove it to you. There's no fire going to come down on the Baal, a korban for him, there will be for Hashem. Such an emergency situation, that was a Heru Ashur that was permitted even to break an Isser. However, in our situation here by Boyaz, there was no such crisis situation. It was only that he was trying to promote the Bakei Shalom V'Ratfeu. He wanted to add Hashem's name to the greetings. There was no crisis situation. In that case, you're allowed to do something that appears to perhaps be wrong. People might have the wrong impression that you're doing something that appears wrong, but to do an actual Isser in that case would not be permitted. This is how the Shas Jews Gins Varadim answers the Stira in Rashi, and that will be the Pshat here in the Charedim in the name of the Rav. Begins the Gemara. The Mefarshim explain that although we had a Pasuk brought in the Mishnah, that Kishem Shemvarchim al Hara, Kachem Varchim al Toiv, and we brought the Pasuk of Hafta Esther Shem Lekecha, Bechol Lavavcha, Bechol Nafshka, Bechol Moidecha, Bechol Mido, Mido, Shehu Moided Lachem, and Moided Lai, that with every measurement, whether it's good or whether it appears to be bad, you should always praise Hashem, and you should thank Hashem. We would think that it's just a lesson that you have to say a bracha. By good, you say a toiv ha-meitiv. By bad, you say borch dynamis. But what we learned in the Charedim, that you have to do it with the same kishem, the same joy and happiness with which you say borch ha-toiv ha-meitiv, the same joy you have to do when Hashem does something that appears to be bad. That's what I would say is the pshat. The Gemara wants to know here, prove to me that you have to do it with that same happiness. Maybe you only have to make a bracha. How do I know? The joy has to be equal in both situations. That's what our Gemara is going to bring various psukim. Begins the Gemara. Rab Rechya b'shem, Rab Levi, al shem, the pasuk I'll bring you as a source, that it has to be with the same joy, is va'ata morum lo'olam Hashem. You are always exalted Hashem. What does that mean? Lo'olam yotcha al elyoyna. Your hand is always on top. In other words, even when you do something that appears to be bad, really it's also, as we'll see further in the Gemara and the Pnei Moshe, it's full of rachamim. It, for example, the Pnei Moshe will tell us that Hashem may punish because we have some avera that we have to receive a kapora for in this world, instead of in the world to come. We get it. It's much better to get it in this world. So that's a rachamim for us, even though it appears to be something that is midas adin, something that is ra, something that is bad. So from that pasuk that tells us that whatever is being done by Hashem, he's always exalted. He's always doing it really out of a sense of rachamim. So memela, we have to thank Hashem in each situation with the same joy. And the Gemara gives a marshal for this. Benoik Shaba Olam, the minig in the world is Melech Basar V'dam Yoshev V'dan, a king of flesh and blood. He sits and he passes judgment. Kishu Nais and Dimus, which the Charedim says means rachamim, when he gives a verdict of innocent mercy, Hakol Mekal Sonei, so everybody praises him. What a wonderful king he is. Ukushu Naisen Safkula. But when he gives, which the Pnei Moshe says is a gzar din, the Charedim says it means mishpat. When he gives justice, judgment. Chas v'shalom, he says the person has to be imprisoned or chas v'shalom killed. Hakom aradin amachrav. Everybody complains about him. Lama, why are they complaining? Sheshatav bedina. They feel that he went hastily. He didn't look into the matter carefully, and he went. The Pnei Marsha says yoyser min aroy. He punished more than was necessary, or as the Haredim explains, tzaddik im Russia. He made everybody suffer. He made the tzaddik suffer with the Russia as well. That's by Amalek Basar Badam. Avla Kadosh Baruch Ha'ena came, but by Hashem it's not like that. Ella va'atam marim lo'ilam Hashem. You're always exalted Hashem. Lo'ilam yotchal el yoyna. The meaning, as we explained before, of that pasuk is that your hand of justice always comes out on top, that even the din is rachamim. And therefore, a person has to thank Hashem in both situations with the same joy and happiness. Rav Chunna b'shem Rav Acha, he learned it from a different pasuk. L'David Mizmar, Chesed u'mishpat ashira, l'cho Hashem azameira. Whether it's Chesed, whether it's Mishpat, I will sing to you, Hashem. To you, Hashem, I will sing praise. And the Gemara explains, Amar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David said in front of Hashem, Im chesed ato isemi, if you're going to do with me kindness, Ashira, I'm going to sing. Vim ishpat ato isemi, and if you're going to do justice with me, Mitzadin, Ashira, I will still sing. Benkach u'benkach, either way, Hashem azameir, I will sing to Hashem with praise. And therefore, we have to joyfully accept both verdicts. Chesed and Mishpat. Amar Rav Tanchuma ben Yehuda, another source, Be'elokim ahalel dover. I will praise the matter when it comes from Elokim. Ba'ashem ahalel dover, I will praise the matter when it comes from Hashem. Bein al midas hadin, bein al midas harachim, ahalel dover. And as the Pnei Marisha tells us in Divrei Maskil, Be'elokim, kol mokim shenemar Elokim hu din, ba'ashem hu rachim. As we know that the midah of din, the name of Hashem for that midah is Elokim, and the midah Sarachim of Hashem is with the name of Yudke Vavke of Hashem. So whether it's midah Sadin of Elokim or whether it's midah Sarachim of Hashem, Belikim Ahal Dover and Bashem Ahalel Dover. For Rabban and Amrim back to the Gemara, they bring another pasuk. I will lift up a cup of salvation and call out in the name of Hashem. And even if distress and grief come my way, I will still call out in the name of Hashem. Either way, whether it's Kosh Yeshuas Esa or whether it's Sarva Yogan Emsa, it'll always be with the Shem Hashem. And in joy, I will thank Hashem, whatever he meets out to me. And now we have a pasuk from Eve that teaches us the same principle. Amar of Yudim and Pila. Husha Eve Amar, when Eve was punished by Hashem and his children died and his money was taken away from him, he said the following, Hashem Nasan. Hashem gave, Hashem lakach, Hashem took, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. That same name of Hashem, the same Midas Rachmim, which did something that appears bad, but it's ultimately from the Midas HaRachmim of Hashem. It has a good purpose. And as the Pnei Moshe says in Divrei Maskil, Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Einai Kein, with the marshal of the Basar Vedom vis-a-vis Hashem, Lefi Shadin Shaloi Hu Rachamim, Shalapamim Bol Kapor Sovin, Aki Yitzaboy, Letoivasu Shalotim. Even when Hashem gives Midas Adin, it's coming from the Rachamim. And that's why Eev here, when he lost everything, he said that Hashem Nasan Midas Rachman Vashem Lakach, even when it was the Midas Adin, but it was for Kaporas Avoinus, or another Cheshman of Hashem, but it was all for the betterment of man. It was all from the Hashem, the Midah of Yudke Vavke of Rachman. And therefore, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. Kishin Nasan, when Hashem gave Eev children and money, Be Rachman Nasan, he did it with Midas Rachman. Kishalakach, when he took it away from me, Be Rachman Lakach, he took it away from me. with Rachmanis. And there was even a certain aspect of Rachmanis when he took away from me more than when he gave it to me. Why? When he gave it to me, like Nimlech Beberia, he did not consult with anybody else. But when he took it away from me, Nimlech Bebezdinoi, he first consulted his Bezdin, hoping perhaps that the Bezdin would find a reason why Eve should not be punished, why his children should not die, his money should not be taken away. So Hashem even showed more mercy in the taking than in the giving. So from all these various psukim, we have learned that the kishem, shemivarchan ala ra, kach mivarch ala toiv, it does not only mean that you have to make a bracha, baruch dynamis for ra, and baruch hatoiv ameita for toiv, but with the same enthusiasm and joy and happiness that you make that toiv ameitev, the same you have to make for the baruch dayin ha'emes. And now the Gemara is going to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu consulted with his Bezdin in the case of Eve. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol mokum shenemar vahashem, wherever it says, and Hashem, the Vav is moisiv hu ubezdinoi. It's Hashem consulting with his Bezdin. That's what the Vav is adding. Binyan avshabekulam, what is the one source that teaches us this? And from there we learn it for the whole Torah. That's a pasuk which we find by Achav. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that Achav the Rasha should die in Ramat Gilad, so he consulted with his Bezdin. As the pasuk says, Vahashem dibar alecha ra, that Hashem spoke bad against you. In other words, your time has come to be killed. And who decided this? Vahashem, Hashem, and his Beis Din, as the Navi there tells us. And now continues the Gemara, since we said that we have to serve Hashem with love, even when it comes to bad situations, the Gemara is going to speak about serving Hashem through Avas Hashem and through Yiras Hashem. Says the Gemara, Asei me'ava v'asei me'ira. A person has to serve Hashem with both through loving Hashem and by having fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each one has an advantage. Asei me'ava, you should serve Hashem through love. She'im basa lisnai. If the Yetzirah gets a hold of you and he wants to drive you to do an act of hatred, which the Haredim explains means, in Diri Masel, in Basel Lisnai, means lihimani mitzvah sasei. He's saying, the Yetzirah is trying to tell you, don't do a particular mitzvah. She'im b'mniyasa einish b'tar. We don't find in the Torah any onish for not doing this mitzvah. But the Yetzirah is trying to sever the love that you have for Hashem by turning you against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not doing what he wants us to do. So remember, da ki ata oyev, you're a lover of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein oyev soina. And someone who loves Hashem does not do an act which would show that he does not like Hashem. As the Haredim puts it, ein oyev soina, someone you truly love, you will never stop from doing that which your lover wants you to do. So therefore, by loving Hashem, you'll never come to be over on a mitzvah asay, on not doing a mitzvah asay. On the other hand, the first wide line at the bottom, asay meyira, also fear Hashem. She'im bas livoid, if you're going to come to kick, to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the Haredim explains, by doing eloisase, da shata yore, know that you are one who fears Hashem. Ve'ein yore mavet, and someone who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will never come to kick and rebel and be over Chas V'Shalom on Eloi Sase. The next piece of Gemara discusses the Pirushim. These were the Pharisees who lived at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and they followed the leadership of the Talmidei Chachamim of that generation, and they were connected, the non-believers, the Sadducees, who were kaifer in Das Torah and following the Gedolei Yisrael. We are going to mention seven Pirushim, seven types of Pharisees. However, only the two last ones are considered complete Pirushim, And the first five had ulterior motives for honor, for other purposes. They wanted to look as if they are Purushim, but they really in their core essence were not. And it's only the last two that we will see that were on a high madrega. So first, the Gemara will give us the seven categories. We'll just translate each category, and then the Gemara is going to explain what each category actually means. Begins the Gemara, Shiva Perushne. There are seven different kinds of Pharisees. Parashichmi, there is one who is the shoulder Pharisee. Uparish Nikfi, there is a credit Pharisee. Uparish Kizoi, there's a balancing Pharisee. There's a Parish Ma Hanechia, there is a Pharisee of what is the benefit for me. There is a Parish Eid Achivasi Vesena, I'll know what the Avera is and I'll still do it. And then there is the last two, which are the good ones, Farish Yira, someone who serves Hashem through Yira, and Farish Ava, a Pharisee who does it out of love. And now we explain each category. First, Shechmi, the one of the shoulder, the first one, what does that mean? Ton mitzvasa al kisva. He bears the burden of mitzvahs on his shoulder, explains the Chredim Kloimer. Sheroitza l'troich begufa avalad moinai. To do work, he'll do, but when it comes to giving a check, to giving money for tzedakah, there he's not willing. So there's a flaw in his avodas Hashem. The next one is Parus Nikvi. What does that mean? Actively, give me on credit. If I know I have a mitzvah, then I'll do the mitzvah. He wants to buy a lulav, an esrik. He wants to give out charity. He wants to give out tzedakah. So he takes out a gemach loan, and he's going to pay it back, or he borrows from a friend, and he'll pay it back one prut at a time, as the Chredim, the last one, in the right-hand column states, im yimtze ba'kof ma'aliknois l'tztoko el mitzvacheres yikach l'freya acher zman pruta pruta. If he can get a mitzvah on credit, so he'll take it, he'll have a beautiful esrig, which he got from a loan from someone. He wants the honor of having the nicest esrik in shul, let's say. And then the guy's waiting to get his money back, and he's going to pay it out one penny at a time. It'll take a few years till he gets paid up for the loan that he gave. So that's not a proper avodas Hashem either. The third one is Parish Kazoi. That's the balancing one, as we turn to the Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. So what does that mean? Ovid chada chayva v'chada mitzvah, u'mekazeis chada mechada. This is the person who says, I'll do an aveira, and then to rectify the aveira, I'll do a balancing mitzvah, as the Pnei Moshe says here, in the top plane, instead of doing tshuva and avera, he says, I'll do a mitzvah, and that will subtract from the avera. That doesn't work. The only thing that works to take away an avera is tshuva, and not to do a mitzvah against it. I have a question. If anybody can answer it, please send me an email at grossman@ou.org. There's a famous Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says, although we know that Chil Hashem is the worst avera, and the only thing that's mechaper on Chil Hashem, as the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva tells us, a person has to go through tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurim, and finally has to go through Yom HaMisa. That's one track. There's another track, says Rabbeinu Yoina, where he does Kiddush Hashem, and a Kiddush Hashem nullifies a Chil Hashem. From this Gemara, it would seem that when a person takes a mitzvah and wants to use that against an Avera to take off from the Avera, he's unsuccessful. How does the Rabbeinu Yoina say that a Kiddush Hashem will remove a Chilul Hashem? Tzorich Ian. Continues the Gemara, Parush Ma Hanechiyo. If someone says, what Hanor do I have from the mitzvah? Man De Isli Mehanam and Nachi. If there is a benefit from a certain mitzvah, Ovid mitzvah, that mitzvah I will do. Let's see the Haredim. Manichi, a manoli be mitzvah zu, vasena. What honor do I get from this mitzvah? Then I'll do it. Kavod habrias, oitayelis. If there's some honor I'll get or some other reward that I'll get, then I'll do it. Otherwise, I won't. Obviously, this is a flaw in his mitzvahs. Parash eidech vasvesena. A person says, I'll know what is wrong and I'll do it. What is that speaking about? So the Gemara says it means hi da chayvaso avdis da avid mitzvah. Come say he focuses in on an avera and he says what similar to what we said before that he thinks a mitzvah can negate an avera. So he says I'm going to focus in on an avera. In order to negate that avera, I would have to do a certain mitzvah. I don't want to do the certain mitzvah. I don't want to have the burden of doing a certain mitzvah. And that, therefore, since my thinking is that the mitzvah is the only thing that will get away rid of the avera, so by not having to do the mitzvah, that will prevent me from doing the avera. Says the Charedim, second line at the end, Nimna ma'asayis avera, kidei shalo yitzarach la'asas mitzvah k'maisa. So he's a very smart person. He figures this avera and this mitzvah are equal, one for good and one for bad. I don't want to have to do the good, so therefore, if I don't want to have to do the good, that will prevent me from doing the bad, because that will force me to do the mitzvah, which I don't want to do. So that's his motivation. That is a flaw in Avodas Hashem. Now come the final two that are acceptable, that are good. Parish, Yira. There's a Pharisee who does everything from Yira, Kiev, like Eve. And this really is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus. If Eve was an Ovid Hashem from Yira or from Av, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held that it was only from Yira. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus held it's from Av. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learned it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, when it introduces Eve, it says he was a person that was a tam, v'yosher, v'yor elikim, v'sor meira. It doesn't say that he was an oyev Hashem. He stopped doing bad because he feared Hashem. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus has other psukim that show that he did it out of Avis Hashem. Our Gemara is going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, parish yira ki'yiv. Parish avav. But a parish through Avos Hashem, that's Kavram. What is the highest madrega a person can reach? Ein l'chachov mikulam el parish Ava Kavram. The greatest madrega is to be a parish of Ava like Avram. Although parish Yira is not on the madrega of parish Ava, but let's say a person, for example, he's an Oved Hashem because he doesn't want to get punished by Hashem. He's a Yira Sa'inish he has. That certainly is not on the madrega of Avos Hashem. But on that, let him do it because we have a rule, mitach shaloi lishma, bo lishma. Right now, he's doing mitzvahs, he's not doing averis because loy lishma. He doesn't want to get punished for doing things wrong. That's loy lishma, mitach shaloi lishma, bo lishma. So it's also considered a madrega, not as high as the highest madrega, as the Gemara just said, ein l'chachov mikulam el parish ava kavram, but he's still, it's considered a high level, not like the first five that each of them have major flaws in the Avodas Hashem. Then the Gemara continues, Avraham Avinu asa yetzara taiv. Dechsev umatzasa es levavoi nemel v'necha. And like we had, b'chol levav, the Gemara said, with your two hearts, b'yetzara taiv, b'yetzara. So here also, we have two bays. We could have said, umatzasa es liboy, what's levavoi? Levavoi means, not only did he serve Hashem with the yetzara tov, but he transformed his yetzara, that it too was turned into Yetzer Tov, and with both the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov, he served Hashem. That's what the Gemara says. He made from his Yetzer Hara, he made it also into Tov, and both hearts were serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here's the Gemara. Amar of Achav Vehifsid explains the Charedim, Vehifsid, fourth line, left-hand column, Kloimer, Yochol Shehifsid Scharei. I would think that Avram lost his reward, kivin she'ena yetzer doich galachte, since his yetzahar is not pushing him to sin, just like we find a precedent, ki moysa Mashiach, she'yivatl yetzara v'lo yeschar v'aynish. We only get schar now because we have a constant yetzahar that we have to fight. So every time the yetzahar pushes that we should do an avera, we push back, we get schar for our bechir of choosing toiv over ra. But Avraham Avinu changed his yetzahar to toiv. There's no more yetzahar within him. So that's what Rav Ach is saying, like vehifsid. Does that mean that Avraham is like, we will be in Yemais Mashiach, that we won't get schar because we don't have any yetzahar anymore? Continues the Gemara, Ella v'charoisi my abris, the word v'achesed we take out. No, there was a covenant that Hashem made since Avram was able to transform Yetzer Hara to Yetzer Tov by himself. It's not like Yemos Mashiach where Hashem will take away a Yetzer. Here, Avram made his Yetzer Hara into a Yetzer Tov, also serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. So that Hashem was very happy with, and he rewarded him as if he would be having a constant battle, and he receives reward even though he's not having a constant battle anymore with his Yetzer Hara. Let us see the Chredim. Talmud Loimer v'Charoish. Shesamach Hashem. Hashem is happy. V'Charos Loi Bris. And he made a covenant with Avram. Bris Aval Kocha. A bris of love because of this. Kivin Shehu Bitle v'Chachmasa. He himself, Avram, was Mevatle to his own Chachma. Av lost it. Hashem Yivatle. Lost the love. We don't get Schar because Hashem will take away Yetzer. But Avram took away his Yetzer and made it into Yetzer Toiv. He did it on his own. So he will get Schar as if he was still fighting with his Yetzer Hara. Continues the Gemara. Avol David loyo yocholamid boy. David was not able to, he was not on Avram's Madrega to make the Yetzer Hara into Yetzer Toiv. He killed the Yetzer Hara within himself. My time, what's the source for this? David HaMelech says in Tehillim, V'libi chol bekirbi. My lave of my Yetzer Hara has become destroyed. My heart has been killed inside of me. So the Chidah explains that there are three levels concerning our battle with the Yetzer Hara. Our level, the lowest people, is that we have a constant fight with the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, when we win, we get schar. Chaser Shalom, when the Yetzer Hara wins, we get an oinish. David HaMelech was on the second level. The second level is that David HaMelech killed the Yetzer Hara. It was still a Yetzer Hara, but he had such tight control over the Yetzer Hara that the Yetzer Hara couldn't move, couldn't budge him. It was still Ra. He wasn't on Avram's Madrega. That's the third Madrega, the highest Madrega. But he was able, he was so strong that he had been able, like, to kill his Yetzer Hara means he had total domination over his Yetzer Hara. The highest level, explains the Chidah, was Avram's level, where actually the Yetzer Hara became transformed into Yetzer HaTov. And Afal Pikein V'Charis Amar Bris, Hashem made a covenant of love that he would reward Avram as if he was constantly fighting like we do every day. Avram would receive that schar for on his own making the Yetzer Hara become part of the Yetzer HaTov. So explains the Chidah, the Pshat, in our Gemara. Continues the Gemara, since we have learned in the Mishnah the inyan of Vahaftus Hashem Lekecha v'chol avofcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol miyodecha. The Gemara will now bring the famous story of Rabbi Akiva, who was killed by the Romans using iron combs to flay his skin, and how he was Meisr Nefesh, and at the time of his Mesiris Nefesh, of giving up b'chol nafshcha, he was Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, he said Kriyishma, and he was able to demonstrate Avos Hashem at that moment of supreme sacrifice. That is what our Gemara is going to tell us now, the story of Rabbi Akiva, which is also brought down in the Bavli, in Brachos Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, with slight variations. Let us see how the Yerushalmi discusses this famous incident. Rabbi Akiva Havikoye Miyastin. Rabbi Akiva was standing and he was being punished. He was in the midst of getting killed. Kumi in front of Tunistrufus Arosha. Tunistrufus was the Roman governor of Eretz Yisrael at the time of Rabbi Akiva. Why was he getting punished? So the Charedim brings down approximately 10 lines from the top, left-hand column, the Riamaskel Kaim Mazdin Nidun Bi. He was being judged and punished with the pain of death. Al Shegozer Shlo Yasku B'Torah, because Tunis Rufus made Xerah that Klal Yisrael should no longer learn Torah. V'hu Osik Boba Rabim, and Rabbi Akiva gathered together groups to learn Torah in public. I quickly looked up the Gemara in Avodah Zorah Yud Ches Amud Aleph. I did not find Rabbi Akiva mentioned there, although I may have overlooked it. The person, the great Tana who is mentioned there is Rabbi Hanina ben Trajan, and he was burnt with the Sefer Torah wrapped around him, the famous Gemara of Oisiyos Parchas Ba'avir. He saw the letters of the Torah flying up in the air as he was being burnt to death with the Sefer Torah. That is the Gemara in Avodah Zorah Yud Ches Amud Aleph, who Reb Hanina also gave up his life after he had taught Torah in public. However, I found that Reb Akiva did it, not in Avodah Zorah, but in the Bavli and Brachas Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us that Pam Achas Gozra Malchus or Rishah Shloyaski Shroh Batira. There was once exer from the Roman government that they should not be Osik in Torah. Ba Pepas Ben Yehuda, Umatza Rabbi Kiva Shoyamakal Kehilis Barabin Vice Batira. Rabbi Kiva did not listen to the Xera, and he gathered together groups, and he was Osik Batira Barabin. Amr Lay, so Pepas said to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, aren't you afraid of the government? They can put you to death because of this. Amr Loi, Rabbi Akiva responded, the famous marshal, Emshlach Marshal Amador Vadoima. I'll tell you what this is compared to Lashul to a fox, Shoyim Mahalach Gabi Anor. He was going next to the river. Vera Dogim Shoyim Skapsim Mimaklamakam. He saw fish that were gathering together and swimming from one locale to the other. Amr Lahem, Mipnei Ma Atem. Barachim, what are you running away from? Amru loy, they said, the traps that fishermen are coming to gather us in, that's what we're running away from. Amar lohem, so the fox said to the fish, you want to come up to the dry land, let's live together in peace, just like our forefathers did. Amru loy, so the fish said to the fox, you're the one, they say that you are the smartest of all the animals. You're not smart, you're a fool. We're afraid here in the water, which is the source of our life. We can't exist on dry land. So on dry land where we cannot exist, so certainly we have to be afraid. Afanachnu. So too, said Rabbi Akiva, concerning Klal Yisrael. Achshav, she'anu yoshev v'oisnu b'Torah, she'kosev ba'al, ki hu chayecha v'arach yamecha kach. If, while we're learning the Torah, where the Torah says that this is your life, im anu holchem u'mevatlu mimena las kama v'kama, so if we're going to go away from the Torah, we're going to go away from the mayim chayim of Torah, and we're going to be without the oxygen of Torah, so certainly we'll be in danger. So I cannot stop learning, because learning is my life. And it says he the Romans found that he was learning, and they imprisoned him, and they eventually put him to death. And that is what our Gemara here is discussing, where they eventually put him to death. Continues the Gemara, Ve'osis Ansa de Krishma. The time of Krishma came exactly at the same time as he was being killed. The time of saying Krishma came. Shari Kori, he began, Rabbi Akiva began to recite Krishma. Vigochach says, the Charedim, that Vigochach means Someach Visochach. He was happy and he was laughing. Omar Lei Sabo So Tunis Rufus Harosha said, old man, Icherishat, are you deaf? Are you a fool? As the Charedim says, Kamacherishat Vakotin Shein Lam Das. How could you be smiling and laughing and be rejoicing at a moment of such intense Yisurim? The Pnei Moshe and the Marafulda say that it means Machashev. Oi, dear Ramaskal, Oi, Cheresh. Says the Pnei Moshe, I'm a chashev atol, lasis kishif b'yusurin shalei targish ben. Perhaps you are a magician who's able to make himself not feel the intense pain and suffering. Continues the Gemara, imavet b'yusurimat, or maybe you are mocking me at a time when these yusurim should make you wither in agony. and show the world that the Romans are being triumphant over the Jews and their God, you are laughing in my face. You are rebelling against me even while you're having Yisurim. But there's no other reason why I could imagine that you are rejoicing while you are dying with so much pain. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Akiva responded to Turnus Rufus, Tipach Ruchei Lahu Gavra. May the spirit of that man, referring to Turnus Rufus, may he suffer in agony. Loi Cheresh Ano, I'm not a fool. Loi Mavid B'Yisurin Ano, and I'm not rebelling against you while I'm having Yisurim. I'm laughing for a totally different reason. Elekol Yomai, all my days. Karisi Pasuk Zeh, I was reading this Pasuk. Rahaftas Hashem Alekecha B'chol Avavcha, which means with both of your Yetzer HaTov and Yetzer Ra, with your whole heart, and B'chol Nafshecha, with your life, even at the time of giving up your life, U'v'chol Moedecha, with all your might, with all your money. Serve Hashem completely, love Him in all these circumstances. V'yisim Itzar, I had agony. V'oimer, and I was saying to myself, Amos, I have a shlosh nil yadi. When will all three come to my hand? Which three? V'avtu Hashem l'kech b'chol avavcha. One. Chol nafshcha. Two. Chol meidecha. Three. So why? Richamti b'chol libi. I loved Hashem even when it meant both of my hearts, my Yetzer Tov, my Yetzer Ra. Richamti b'chol memayni. B'chol meidecha, which according to one pshat means all your money, everything that Hashem gave you, your entire ma'id, your entire largesse, all your possessions, I was able to do that also. I was sameach when I lost money for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the third one, u'b'chol nafshi lo'yehave b'dika, I was never tested lo'yehave b'dikali. U'kedoina, now, demotis b'chol nafshi, that I came to a moment where I could fulfill loving Hashem even at the time when He takes away my life. And not only is it the time to practice b'chol nafshecha, but it's the very moment when the zman kriyishma is, v'yegi zman kriyishma, in which the pasuk of b'chol nafshecha is stated. And lo yaflika daiti explains the chredim, divrei maskil lo yaflika daiti lo yisachti daiti mehavosei. I see that I'm not being masir das. I wasn't sure if I could be on such a level. But Baruch Hashem, I'm able not to lose my concentration from loving Hashem. Even though I'm suffering, I'm still able to love Hashem. And not for one moment did I stop loving Hashem in the midst of my great Yisurim. Af ata, even now, I was not Mesir Das, Shenoytel Nafshi. A, He's taking my life. Vani miyachto, I'm being miyached, I'm saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, He's one, Bekriyishma, at the very moment where I am fulfilling I'm saying the pasuk in Krishma of b'chol nafshecha, and I'm not mesiach das. This is the answer to your question. Not because I'm a fool, not because I'm rebelling against you, but because I have tremendous pleasure and simcha that I'm able to fulfill the supreme sacrifice and still vahafta and love Hashem at that time. If we look in the Marav Fulda de Ramaschal, Richamti Bechol Libi, he spells this out clearly. Kloimer, Elu Shtei Dvorim Ani Mekayim. These two things I was Mekayim of Bechol Avavcha and Bechol Moedecha. Aval Ashlishi, but Bechol Nafshcha, Adayin Loi Bo Liyadi. I never had the opportunity to be Mekayim. And V'lo Yadati, I didn't know. Im Ucha Lekayimoi, if I could fulfill it properly. V'hainu Bechol Nafshi. V'hashti, Giyaz Man Lekayim. And now came the time to be Mekayim this mitzvah. The gami giyas man krishma. Sha'oise pasuk kasevbe. The pasuk of b'chol nafshecha is written in krishma. So I have the fulfillment of the mitzvah and the recitation of the mitzvah in krishma, both coming at the same time. Vani kaira vedati einasara. My mind is not veering away from avos Hashem at this moment. In kain roya nishani mekayim oikitikunoi. I am doing this finally the right way. V'alkein ani sameach v'soichek, and therefore I'm happy, I'm in laughter, I'm rejoicing that I passed the supreme test. Loi hispik loimer atchiporcha nishmasai, and he almost did not finish the Shema until his soul departed. The pshat is that he died just as he completed saying the Kriya Shema. He almost didn't finish the Kriya Shema. In the Bavli, in Brachos of Samech Aleph and Beis, there the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva was Yatzisa Nishmasa Be'echad. He was Marich in the Echad until his Neshama elapsed after he had concluded the word Echad. Continues the Gemara. Nechemya im Suni. And in the Bavli im Psachim of Chof Beis Amid Beis, we find that some say his name was Shimon im Suni. Shemesh is Rabbi Kiva Esrim Shnaim Shana. He was Meshamesh Rabbi Kiva for 22 years. Velomdu Esim Vigamim Ribuyin Achen Virakin Miutin. He learned from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva taught him the extras that are learned from the word S and the word Gam. The Ribuyin, he also taught him the Ach and Rak, which are words that miyutin, they exclude items. So he taught him what every S in the Torah adds and what every Rak or Ach excludes. Omar Lei, one day, Nechemya Amsuni, or Shimonu Amsuni, says to Rabbi Kiva, Ma wahein dechsiv es Hashem lekechatira. What can we use the S of Es Hashem L'Kechatira to add? What can we add to Hashem, to fear Hashem? Omar Lei, so Rabbi Kiva responded, Oysoi v'es Torosoi, Hashem and His Torah, says the Pnei Moshe, Liyira min haTorah v'lomdeo b'chlal. One should have fear from the Torah, and the teachers of Torah are included in the Torah itself. So Es Hashem L'Kechatira includes the Torah and the Talmidei Chachamim. Here it seems that Nechemya Amsuni accepted this from Rabbi Kiva. There's no argument in the Bavli, Psachim Chav Beis and Beis. It seems to be that there was a machlokes, because the Gemara says that there are those who do not darshan S, and the Gemara brings a story concerning Shimon HaAmsuni. Kidisanya. Shimon Amsuni, Va'amrullah, and some say Nechemya Amsuni, as we have it here in the Yerushalmi, Hayadoyrish call Esm Shabbatira. He darshened every Es in the Torah. Kivan Shehigil, Es Hashem Lekechatira, Pirish, he separated himself. Amrullah Talmidav, his Talmidim said to him, Rabbi, call Esm Shadarash to Mate Alem. What's with all the Esm that you were Dorish? You added things in the whole rest of the Torah. What's going to happen with them? Amrullahem, Kishem Shekibalti Tzchar Ladrisha. Just when I was explaining them, I received Tzchar for explaining each S, what it's Marbe. Kach Ani Mekabel Tzchar Al Aprisha. So too, now that I see I'm wrong, because what could you add to Hashem? So I will receive reward for going away. And everything that I added has to be deleted because I see I have a question from Es Hashem L'Kechatira. Ad Shibar Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came along and he disagreed with Nechemya. Here in the Bavli, it's a disagreement between Nechemya Amsuni, Shimon Amsuni, and Rabbi Kiva. Because the Gemara says that Nechemya Amsuni, Shimon Amsuni, they were the ones who did not darshan S. Once they came to this roadblock, this kasha, they stopped darshaning S. But Rabbi Kiva found someone who you could add to S Hashem L'Kechatira. Ad Shibar Rabbi Kiva. Until Rabbi Kiva came along, and Rabbi Kiva said that the doors Es Hashem L'Kechatira l'Rabo is Talmidei Chachamim, that adds Talmidei Chachamim. So the end of the Gemara, according to the Pnei Moshe in the Yerushalmi, Tairasei Oisav Es Tairasei adds the ones who learn, the ones who teach Torah. The Talmidei Chachamim comes out similar to what the Bavli says, Rabbi Kiva Darshan, Es Hashem L'Kechatira, L'Rabbo is Talmidei Chachamim. Rabbi Ezra Altshuler says a beautiful pshat here. I heard it from Rabbi Gifter Zitzal. And Rabbi Ezra Altshuler was a great goyin in Europe. He wrote a Sefer Tikkun Ezra. And he asked, why was it that Shimon HaAmsuni could not figure out? He had his life's work was the S. He has one question. Could he not come up with the same thought as Rabbi Kiva? And he answered, no, it was only Rabbi Akiva who could come up with Talmidei Chachamim, L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, after he saw the role model of Shimon HaMsuni. Here was a man who had spent his entire life. He wrote volumes and volumes, darshaning every S in the Torah. What it's marba. Finally, he came to one S that he could not think of who could be added to Hashem. And he was ready, Kishem Shikibaldi Schala Drisha Kacha Kabul Schala Prisha, I'm ready to give up my entire thesis, my entire life's work. It's not correct. It's not MS Lamitoi. I have a question. Rabbi Akiva said, if that's what you are able to do, then such a Talmud Chacham, that's the one that could be added to Esa Shamla Kechatira. Rabbi Akiva was able to objectively look at the role model of Shimon HaMsuni, of Nechemiah HaMsuni, and say, you are worthy to be included in Esa Shamla Kechatira if you could give up that life's work because you didn't feel it's emes la'amitai. Emir Tashem, in the next year, we will complete the last daf in Yerushalmi Brachas for the Siyum HaYerushalmi.